Sheryl Crow after SCOTUS overrules Roe, I do not recognize my country. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 24, 2022. Singer Sheryl Crow reacted to the U.S. Supreme Court overruling Roe v. Wade on Friday, proclaiming, I do not recognize my country. Don't know what to even say. I do not recognize my country, Crow said in an Instagram post. We fight to hang on to our military-grade weapons. We battle over the smallest of steps toward protecting our families from being shot in grocery stores or at concerts. We suggest arming our teachers rather than facing down the political power of the NRA, the singer continued. And now, we take away the right of the woman to have choice over her own body. What the hell is happening? Crow added, before declaring that everyone deserves access to the ability to kill their unborn child. The Supreme Court has failed us all, but we won't back down, she said. I'm going to keep fighting because everyone deserves access to the care they need and the right to choose. Crow was reacting to the Supreme Court overruling Roe v. Wade, holding in the Dobbs case that the Constitution does not include a right to abortion and returning the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. The first cut is the deepest. Singer is just one of the many celebrities having a public meltdown over the court's life-saving decision on Friday. Left-wing pop star Cher reacted to the ruling in all caps Twitter tirade, bizarrely declaring that former President Donald Trump's radical Republican Supreme Court is responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of American women. Comedian Billy Eichner also reacted in all caps Twitter meltdown, attacking Christians by exclaiming, get your fictional hateful Bible stories and your fake fictional religious bullshit out of our fucking lives. Fuck you. Meanwhile, TBS host Samantha Bee urged Americans to raise hell in every restaurant. Justice, Alito eats it for the rest of his life. Adding, if Republicans have made our lives hell, it's time to return the favor. Actress Rosanna Arquette reacted by proclaiming the death of America, and claimed that the court gives Americans more freedoms when it comes to firearms than it does for women who want to kill their unborn children. Stars including Seth MacFarlane, Bette Midler, Michael Moore, Alyssa Milano, and CBS Two and a Half Men star John Cryer also showcased dramatic and emotional public meltdowns. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.